Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. It is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, I will remind you, Robert Mott will be checking in with us today. It is Wine Wednesday. Yeah, you know that I enjoy that wine. If you follow us on social media, and I suggest you do, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We get a lot of great information that we share throughout the day there. And the broadcasts are put up online right there as well, so you're able to see those broadcasts, understand what is going on in the marketplace. From our point of view, obviously, everybody has their own perspective, but we just share ours every once in a while right there on Ron Siegel Radio. And then remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegel.com. Just remember to call anytime for services. When you call that number, it comes directly first. There are no operators. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I will get to our celebration. Well, let's talk about the celebration of the day, then we will move on to the news of the day. Celebrating today, well, we've got a double celebration today because part of it you can't do too early. Well, maybe you can do it a little early, but sometimes some folks don't want to. So we'll start off with National Strawberry Shortcake Day. Like that idea, but later in the afternoon we're going to have another celebration. And National Bourbon Day. So if you like to indulge, I'm a little vodka guy, but I used to be into the Kentucky drink of choice. But today is National Bourbon Day, so I don't know. Does bourbon go very well with strawberry shortcake? I don't know about that one. I'm not sure we can put that. We'll have to ask Robert Mott when he checks in if we can do our bourbon and strawberry shortcake together, or should they be separated throughout the day. Markets this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average down. It's up about 8 points. Oil, holy cow, oil is off $1.63 a barrel. So we'll find out why that's happening, what's causing the oil prices to drop. We are looking at $2.324, the national average cost of a gallon of gasoline. In Taxifornia, we are paying $3.37. Yes, 303.7 is the Taxifornia price for gasoline. And we are looking at mortgage rates. 2.116 is the U.S. 10-year Treasury. I did share with you that I project if we didn't go through that 2.24, our mortgage rates, our 10-year Treasury is going down to 1.9. Yeah, some people are saying, ow, if you are on fixed income. That's just my idea right there. The stock market having a little trouble trying, just ahead of the Federal Reserve. We're going to hear from the Federal Reserve later today. They make their announcement at about 11 a.m. our time as to what they are going to do with interest rates. Now, remember, the Federal Reserve does not control the interest rates for mortgages. They control the Fed funds discount rate. That's all they control, Fed funds discount rate. What is the Fed funds discount rate? When a bank is in trouble and they can get money from nobody else, they go to the Federal Reserve to borrow an overnight or a short-term basis. That whole concept that they're doing then is called the Fed funds discount rate. And that's what the Federal Reserve controls. Now, the reason it's so important, because most of us are not dealing with the banks that are the overnight borrower. Well, here's the issue. The Fed funds discount rate is what they drive the prime rate on. So prime rate, and again, prime rate, what does that mean to you? Well, prime rate is what your home equity lines of credit are based on. Generally, most of the home equity lines of credit, they're basically looking at what is the rate of the home equity line of what is prime rate, and then they add some sort of a margin on top of that. And that's what you're paying when you're looking at a home equity line of credit. That's why I've been promoting to you that the home equity line of credit is a very, very useful tool. But the issue becomes, what are you using it for? So my thought for you is you want to use that to get into a home. That makes sense in certain situations, but you also want to get out of it as quickly as you can. So the idea of getting out of it quickly means refinancing, restructuring your existing home loan into something that is the one that makes sense for you. Now, do I know what makes sense for you? No, not until we go over the programs and see where you are, because it takes a little bit of time. That's why I do consult with people on a regular basis on this to try and help them out, let them see where the markets are, what's going on in the markets, what might make sense for you and your family. That's
right.
The whole issue right there. I'm sorry about that. I got a little background noise or feedback coming in. So the issue becomes, okay, what are we going to do with that home equity line of credit? Now, there are some good reasons for home equity lines of credit. People are using those to do some home remodeling, home restoration. That's a great use for that. There are individuals that will use the home equity line of credit maybe to, you know, so they're not paying mortgage insurance. But again, once you've seen the appreciation of your property, the idea is to get out of that as quickly as you can, finance into a longer-term controlled product. Now, when I say a longer-term controlled product, what that would be is either your 30-year fixed-rate loan, or I am a big fan, depending upon the spreads and the time of day and time of the spreads on these, is you have to go on what's happening in the marketplace at a given time. So I am also a fan of the 7-year fixed-rate loan. It's a 30-year loan, and it's fixed for the first 7 years, then it adjusts. Well, we keep our loans for 5.2 years in this country. So why would we have a problem with dealing with a 7-year loan where it's fixed for 7 when we keep our loans for 5 years? Why do we keep our loans for 5 years? Well, life happens. You might decide you want to sell. You want a bigger home, a smaller home, more bedrooms, different city, job relocation. There's a myriad of reasons why people will sell their homes. Well, then you look and say, okay, maybe we want to take money out for college or for wedding or for whatever, home repairs. All those reasons go into it. Just a thought right there. We'll talk more about that. I'm going to get into some of the numbers later in the broadcast. Obviously, the news of the day is this shooting. Unbelievable. We've got to tone down the temperature, folks. We've got to really tone it down. Unfortunately, the leaders of our country are not smart enough to realize the effect that they have. And I'm not going to go to the idea. I saw Terry McAuliffe, obviously a very, very big partisan, this morning, talking about 1 in 3 Americans are involved in gun violence every year. 1 in 3 is his number. I don't believe that number at all. I think 96 million Americans involved. Unbelievable. But here's the issue is our political leaders, they're supposed to be leaders anyway, with the amount of temperature that they keep throwing in there. I mean, did you watch our senator from California, Kamala Harris? Unbelievable. Yesterday in Congress, she wouldn't even let she's interrogating the Attorney General of the United States. And wouldn't even, I mean, she had so much to say not to ask any questions. All she wanted to do is get her points on. She wouldn't let the man even answer a question. Unbelievable. And then you wonder, and again, it's the shooter here today that's the one that shot Representative Steve Scalise. And thank goodness that he's a senior member of the Congress, so he had a security detail with him. Just remember, here's the old concept, and people don't want you to hear this. When the police are 3 minutes away, and that's what they were, not having a gun, not having equal protection might be just too long. And the police took 3 minutes to respond to this call of an active shooter, and it was basically a man with a semi-automatic weapon against 2 Capitol Police officers who did a fantastic job today. But the idea here is, thank goodness those 2 officers were there with guns, because in the 3 minutes that ensued, there could have been a lot more harm done. I heard the president earlier say that the shooter has died from his wounds from these Capitol Police officers. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those who are injured, the innocent victims here. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, it is wine time. Robert Mott will be checking in with us today. The truth behind the rent versus buy debate. What is a good credit score? And 50 ways to travel without overspending. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The truth behind the rent versus buy debate. In a post recently by CNBC's Diana Olick, reported on the latest results of the FAU Buy versus Rent Index. The index examines that entire U.S. housing market and then isolates 23 major markets for comparison. The researchers at FAU used a horse race comparison between an individual that is buying a home and an individual that rents a similar quality home and reinvest all money otherwise invested in homeownership. Having read both the index and the blog post, we would like to clear up any confusion that may exist. There are three major points that we would like to counter. Number one, the title, Don't Put Your Money in a House, says a report. The title of the press release about the report on FAU's website was FAU Buy versus Rent Index shows rising prices and mortgage rates moving housing markets in the direction of renting. That is not saying that you should be renting right now. I'm going to go more into this. I want to spend a little time on this, but before, you know, we're going to spend, I think, a little bit more time later in the broadcast on this one, just because it is Wine Wednesday, and you know the way I like to drink wine. So that's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Red wine means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, but I'm a little concerned, Robert. I gotta have you take off the wine connoisseur hat and put on. Well, I'm not going to ask you to put on a. Most instances, the weather girls are generally attractive ladies in skirts. So I'm not going to ask you to go there, Robert, but.
Well, thank you for that.
Talk to us a little bit about hail damage in Napa. What's that all about?
Yeah, this last weekend we had some really bizarre weather up here in Northern California and then Napa. And, you know, Napa Valley is very blessed with great weather like 99% of the time. But once in a while, Mother Nature decides to throw a curveball out there. And this weekend, I think on Sunday evening, I believe, or Sunday afternoon, I actually saw some thunderstorms in Napa Valley and dropped a bit of hail. And it's kind of a freak hailstorm, obviously. Now, the issue with this is where we are in the growing season. So during the life cycle of a grapevine and the process, of course, of growing bunches of grapes, the vines themselves actually create shoots and then create flowers. As you might guess, you know, each flower actually produces a berry, and so you get these bunches of flowers. Now, when the hail comes down and starts knocking off a bunch of these flowers, these blossoms, what that means is that blossom will not form a grape berry. And so what happened when the hailstorm comes down, it knocks off blossoms from various vines, and so what you see is essentially what you see is malformed bunches of grapes. So you see it's what they call shatter. In other words, they have various berries in the bunch that don't really form that kind of classic kind of cone-shaped bunch of grapes. Also, it just generally reduces the yield. And when you don't get those tight bunches as well, it does affect, the overall, health of the harvest as well. So what happened is this hailstorm actually hit up, if you know Napa well, and if you don't, I'll try to give some basic directions here. If you take the town of Napa and you go to the northeast slightly, there is an area called Atlas Peak, which towers above to the northeast of Napa Valley, or Napa, the town of Napa. And there's below that's an area called Pritchard Hill. And then just to the west, that's an area called Oakville. All these areas are very, very famous for producing some of the best Cabernet Sauvignon fruit in Napa Valley. Now, these are the areas, of course, that were hit and then suffered some damage. In this case, the estimates kind of vary all over the board. They vary very much by individual location, of course, as these kinds of storms happen. But some estimates are as high as one-third of the yield of some of these vineyards has been destroyed. And so,
wow.
It's pretty significant in some of these smaller vineyards. And again, these vineyards, these great Cabernet Sauvignon producing vineyards, don't produce that much fruit to begin with. So you take a third away. I think what we're going to see is that out of selected vineyards and selected high-end wines, you're going to see the 2017 vintage is going to be somewhat depressed in some of these particular vintners. Now, that's not to say it's global across all of Napa, because obviously all of Napa produces some great wine. And in fact, if you go north of the valley or very far south in the valley, they had no damage whatsoever. In fact, if you go above, like, St. Helena, and you go up to Spring Mountain, to, like, Schweiger Vineyards or some of the others up there, like Barnett, I believe they got no hail at all up there, so they were just fine. And likewise, I think across the valley over toward Howell Mountain, I don't believe they got much either as well. But so kind of North Valley and South Valley were just fine. Some areas in the middle of the valley, middle to South Valley, like Oakville, and then, of course, in the east, like I pointed out, Atlas Peak, did get a little bit of damage. So it'll be a little bit hit and miss in 2017. You know, we kind of had a little bit of a late start in the growing season because of the extended drought-busting rains we had. But with this in addition to it, I think 2017 may end up being a little smaller vintage for Cabernet Sauvignon on Napa Valley than we typically expect. I don't expect the quality will be that much impacted, but certainly the quantity will be. And, you know, and Ron, I know you're a fan of economics. You know how it is, supply and demand, what that has on the elasticity of pricing. And so I would guess 2017 vintage may end up being a little bit more expensive and a little less plentiful than we're used to.
That doesn't sound like a good report, Robert. I mean, we've had some wonderful weather, and wow, for those folks in that area, that's not good news for them, but we're going to watch and see if we can still enjoy it. I wanted to ask you, though, also, because we've got a lot of technical stuff today, the concept of poor soil and why does it help our wines, Robert?
Well, you know, when it comes to growing crops, vegetables and fruits, you know, we're always told the same thing. Make sure there's plenty of water, rich nutrients, and fertile soil. Otherwise, nothing will grow or it won't grow very well. While this is true of basically 99% of all agriculture out there, this is really not true for our wine grapes. And so why do poor soil create some of the best wine grapes? So instead of putting their focus into the vibrant leaves and shoots and, you know, growing taller and everything, when the grapevines are stressed, they push their roots deep into the ground in search of more nutrients and water. And the rest of their energy goes straight into the grapes, so kind of into the reproduction process. And so this is where things get a little technical. I hope I don't bore everybody with this, but basically photosynthesis from the sun creates a chemical called sucrose, and the hormones in the vines convert this into sugars. These sugars then are sent to the berries, which later become grapes, of course. And they're hydrolyzed into glucose and fructose, and the more fructose and glucose in the berries, the more flavor and aroma-producing compounds are created, making for tastier wine. In simple terms, heavy sucrose levels alongside minimal water concentration and a harsh environment allow the grapes to become full of life and body, thus making them really good and makes some great vino. Now, when planted in poor quality soil, all the vine wants to do is essentially escape that soil environment, and that's why it spends so much time and focus and energy on its berries. The sweeter the grape, the more chance a bird will come along, eat it, transport the seeds to some place where the soil quality is much richer. So grapes basically sacrifice themselves for the greater good of their survival, and also, of course, sacrifice themselves for the greater wines that we all love, of course. But that's why, you know, when the grapevines are stressed, we get great wines. If the grapevines are spoiled, we spoil the wines, essentially.
Interesting. Okay, so take it the next step then with the growth of the grapes. What happens when we put white and red grapes together, and does that get us that pink wine, or what's the deal with that one?
No. Well, in some cases, yeah, it does. After you mentioned that, yeah. When we rosé, you know, how does it get pink? You know, you see white and red grapes, but no, we obviously don't have any pink grapes. And so all done by the winemakers, as you might guess. So there's several methods to get rosé. There's the maceration method. Basically, the red grapes let them rest or macerate in the juice for a period of time, and then afterwards the entire batch of juice is finished into a rosé wine. Obviously, you don't let them macerate very long. That's what gives you the pink color versus a red color. It's probably the most common method to get rosé and pink wines that we see, and it's used in regions like Provence and Languedoc-Roussillon in France and and where rosé is as important as red or white wines. We actually sometimes, like in Provence, it may be the most important wine produced. Now, the second method is the saunier or bleed method. Saunier is basically is used when basically the first few hours of making a red wine, some of the free-run juice basically is bled off and put into a new vat to make rosé. And it's real common in wine regions that make very nice red wines, such as Napa and Sonoma. The purpose of bleeding out the juice not only really produces that lovely rosé that we all love in the summer, but it also concentrates the red wines by taking out some of the juice. It's kind of a little trick the winemakers use and intensifies it. So it's another way to do the same thing. And then the last method basically is kind of what you mentioned, the blending method. And so basically you take a white wine and you blend a little bit of red wine in the vat to make a rosé. It's not much, it doesn't take much red wine to make a white wine pink. And usually you see like 5% or so red wine in this kind of method. It's not typical what you see in most legitimate rosé houses, but it is pretty typical when you start looking at when you're making sparkling wines and champagnes. It's not atypical at all to mix a little bit of red wine in the still wine, base wines, to get that kind of salmon or pink color that you're looking for in the final product. So yeah, lots of ways to get to the same place, and only one of those actually involves actually blending red and white wine together to get to get that color.
Okay, so now you've got me really confused, because in that blending method, you said you're putting a little bit of red into the white to get it to that rosé color, and I'm going to throw a mass production project or question at you. The white Zinfandel, which is, you know, the one, and that's really the, I guess, a mass production product. The Zinfandel is traditionally a red, but white Zinfandel is more of this rosy color. But I just learned that you're using mostly a white wine there. So is the white Zinfandel really not even Zinfandel at all?
No, a white Zinfandel, it really is the red wine. So it's really a maceration method. And so you just leave the, most cases, I won't say 100%, but most cases with the those white Zinfandels that you see are really Zinfandel grapes that are, and the wine is not allowed to sit on the skins very long at all, just a short period of time to get a little bit of the color out of the skins. And then, and of course, in most cases, the white Zinfandel is not allowed to ferment completely to dry. In other words, they leave residual sugar in it, which makes it very attractive to some people's palate to kind of get that sweet wine flavor that most white Zins have. But those truly are most white Zins. I think 99%+ of them are going to be made with the red wine grape variety of Zinfandel, and they just use that maceration method and just don't allow a whole lot of skin contact during the pressing off of the juice.
Great information as always. We appreciate you joining us every Wednesday, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to get more into that truth behind the rent versus buy debate in that article from CNBC. We'll also talk about what is a good credit score, how do you get a free credit report, and some ways to travel without overspending. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You should need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to get onto the website, check it out, see what makes sense for you, for your family, and then take action from there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 800-306-1990. We're more than happy to get that additional information, whatever we can do to help you make a best the best possible decision for you and your family. That's what we're always looking for. Credit Sanitizer does a great job because you and I both know that your credit report is wrong. So that's just the basis of it right there. What is a good credit score? And everybody has these different inclinations. A lot of the commercials out there, which are generally Vantage scores, FICO scores, they're out there telling people, oh, if you don't have an 800 over an 800, you know, what are you going to do or how can you negotiate? It's really just jargon out there because those commercials are actually done by credit reporting agencies. They're not done by lenders. So a credit score is one important determining factor when it comes to borrowing money and getting a low rate when you do. But trying to pin down a specific number that means your credit score is good, I quote, can be tricky. After all, there are lots of different credit scores that lenders use when trying to decide whether to grant you a loan, and one lender's score may fall into another's, one fair score might be another's good score. Then there are also premium scores, and many, many lenders, I'll give you a perfect example in the mortgage world. Anything over a 720 is considered a good score. But then when you go to the next level above that, They might say excellent is 740 and above. Some might say excellent is 750 and above. Some investors use 760 and above as a preferred price break. So they all vary a little bit. So the question then becomes, how do you rate? And what's really important is the FICO score, not the Vantage score, not the FICO score, not the credit score, something that's legitimately called the FICO score. And the FICO score is going to range generally between 300 and 850. And within that range, there are different categories from bad to excellent. They generally are 750 and above excellent. 700 to 749 is good. Now remember, 700 to 749 being good does not necessarily mean that that's where the price breaks are on lendings. You have to ask a great mortgage banker, and they may want to go from, big bank on corner one to big bank on corner two, because one may have a 740 breakpoint, one may have a 750 breakpoint, and we just need to know who has the right one for you. Fair credit, 650 to 699. Poor credit, 600 to 649. Bad credit is below 600. But even these aren't set in stone. Again, that's because lenders all have their own definitions of what is good. One lender looking to approve more borrowers might approve applicants with scores of 680 or higher. I had a conversation with somebody from a lending company just recently, and it was one of the big banks. Everybody knows their name. And they were turning down veterans at 693. Think about that concept. So, and that was pretty sickening. So you have to just be careful of these things. Many different credit scores available to lenders, and they each develop their own credit scoring criteria. Why is that important? Because if you get your credit score, you need to know the credit score range you are looking at so you understand where your numbers fit in. Here are the credit score ranges used by major scoring models. So again, FICO, 300 to 850. Vantage 3.0, 300 to 850. Vantage score scale, 501 to 990. That was a crazy one. Experian Plus score, 330 to 830. TransUnion new account score 2.0 was 300 to 850. You see where I'm going here? Equifax's score, 280 to 850. So all the scores listed. The higher the number, the lower the risk. That means consumers with higher scores are more likely to get approved for credit and to get the best interest rates when they do. And they're more likely to get discounts on insurance. What is considered a high score depends on what type of score is being used. If your FICO score is 840, for example, you're just 10 points shy of the highest score possible, and your credit is super prime. But if you have an 840 Vantage 2.0, it's not as spectacular because you're 150 points away from the highest possible score. So what's your score? Don't assume your score is good or isn't because you have always paid your bills on time or haven't. The only way to know whether you have a good score is to check. We've talked about that. Just because you pay your bills on time, it may be the wrong time that you're paying them, and it doesn't help your score. That's why I've shared with you, strategically, there are two times to pay your credit card bill. And if you haven't listened to us, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Send me a message on one of the media channels, and I'll go through that whole process with you. What can I get with a good credit score? Well, some of the best credit cards, from rewards cards to zero balance transfer offers, go to consumers with strong credit scores. You'll find great credit cards for credit there. A great credit score can also get you a lower interest rate when you borrow. That means you'll pay less over time. I shared with you a couple days ago. There was a 0.5% interest rate swing from a 700 FICO score to a 750 FICO score. Again, remember, notice I'm using FICO score, not credit score. So we've talked about as well, how do you get the great credit scores? If the utilization is 30%, your pay history 35% on most of these, length of credit 15%, the mix of accounts 10%, new credit inquiries 10%. These are some of the issues that you just need to be cognizant of, and that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Again, when we come back, we're going to talk about the truth behind the rent versus buy debate and some ways to travel without overspending. All that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, conforming, jumbo, you name it, as well as the specialty products, asset depletion, hypothecation, cross-collateralization. They've got all the products over there. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990, and I will put you in touch with the right folks. Ways to travel without overspending, and travel we know is expensive enough without compounding it by wasting money or overspending. There are plenty of things you can do to make sure your vacation doesn't go to waste, though. Your vacation budget, I should say. I forgot that part. Here are some of them. Number one, make a vacation budget. Research how much you'll spend on travel, accommodation, activities, and save that amount and stick to it. Get your documents ahead of time. It costs an extra $60 or more to expedite a passport application, so be sure to get yours in at least 8 weeks before departure. Camp, four walls and a room service are great, but a tent, a sleeping bag, and campground fees are likely much cheaper than the average hotel. Many national parks have campgrounds. Stay at a hostel. Hostels provide accommodations at reasonable prices for those who don't mind staying in a dorm-like setting. It's not the Ritz, but it's a place to sleep. Use Airbnb. You may have left beating local hotel rates at your destination if you look for people willing to rent out rooms or their entire home for a few days. Stay with a friend. Visiting a friend is a great pretext for traveling, and if they have a comfy couch or spare bedroom, a way to save on the price of a hotel room. Try not to be a slob, though, and offer to buy your host a meal or two as a way of showing your thanks. Travel in a group. Rent out your home. Avoid peak tourist season. Use travel rewards cards. Don't pay foreign transaction fees. Use an ATM if you need cash abroad. Exchange money away from the airport. Make a packing list and pack light. Ship souvenirs home. You might think you're stuck paying baggage fees if you bought a ton of knickknacks, but you can always ship them. Compare the price of shipping your souvenirs to paying an overweight or extra baggage fee. Be flexible. Book in advance. Fly during odd hours. Use a low-cost airline. Buy a travel package. Consider cutting out the middleman. Booking sites make their money off commissions from accommodation providers. Often, if you contact the provider directly, you can negotiate a lower rate since you aren't paying for a middleman. Use public transit or rent a bike or walk. Do your research. Find attractions. Book activities in advance. There's a lot of them. If you want the full report, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. Or just drop me a note, and I can get that full report off to you. Again, ron@ronsiegelradio.com, and you can get that full piece of information. So I started in the earlier broadcast, earlier in the program, kind of hitting this report that a issue from Diana Olnick, CNBC, and the title gave a little bit of a misleading information. The CNBC blog post was titled, "Don't Put Your Money in a House," says a new report. And the title of the press release about the report on FAU website was FAU Buy versus Rent Index Shows Rising Prices and Mortgage Rates Moving Housing Markets in the Direction of Renting. Now we all know headlines can attract readers, and the stronger the headline, the more readership you can attract. But after dissecting the report, this headline may have gone too far. The FAU report notes that rising home prices and the threat of increasing mortgage rates could not make the decision of whether to rent or buy a harder one in three metros, but does not say not to buy a home. Number two, mortgage interest rates are rising. According to Freddie Mac, mortgage interest rates reached their lowest mark of 2017 last week at 3.89%. Interest rates have hovered around 4% for the majority of 2017, giving many buyers relief from rising home prices and helping with affordability. While experts predict that rates will increase by the end of 2017, the latest projections have softened, and Freddie Mac predicting that rates will rise to 4.3% in the fourth quarter. Number three, renting may be a better option than buying, according to the report. Of the 23 metros that the study reports on, 11 of them are firmly in buy territory, including New York, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, and more. This means that nearly half of all the major cities in the U.S., it makes more financial sense to buy a home than to continue renting one. In 9 of the remaining metros, the decision as to whether to rent or buy is closer to a toss-up right now. This means that all things being equal, the cost to rent or buy is nearly the same. That leaves the decision up to the individual or family as to whether they want to renew their lease or buy a home of their own. The three remaining metros, Dallas, Denver, and Houston, have experienced high levels of price appreciation and have been reported to be in rent territory for well over a year now. So that's not news. One of the three authors of the study, Dr. Ken Johnson, has long reported on home ownership and the decision between renting and buying a home. The methodology behind the report goes on to explain that even in a market where a renter would be able to spend less on housing, They would have to be disciplined enough to reinvest their remaining income in stocks, bonds, and other investments for renting a home to be more attractive alternative to buying. Johnson himself has said, and I quote, "However, in perhaps a more realistic setting where renters can spend on consumption, beer, cookies, education, health, etc., ownership is a clear winner in wealth accumulation. Said another way, home ownership is a self-imposed savings plan on the part of those that choose to own," unquote. The bottom line, in the end, you and your family are the ones who can decide if home ownership is the right path to go down. Real estate is local and every market is different. So let's get together and discuss what's really going on in this area and how we can help you make the best and most informed decision for you and your family. So it's very, very simple there. Again, sometimes the headlines are not really where we want them to be. They're not giving us the information that we really want, and you got to be careful of that. Did want to catch up on one item that we missed on a little bit earlier when we were talking about the Your Credit Matters segment, and we were talking about what is a good credit score. The idea here is get your credit report on a regular basis. Now, you can go online and get it. You can call a mortgage banker. You call us at Gold Star. They'll give you the credit report there. Just you fill out a loan application with some basic information, and they will give you a credit report. But whether you believe you've been a victim of fraud, need to check errors, or preparing to take out a loan and want to know what lenders will see when they pull your credit, it's important to know how to access free credit reports. Credit.com provides consumers with an easy-to-understand snapshot of their credit. That's a great resource for you as well. How do you get a copy of your credit report? You can go to the website annualcreditreport.com, and you can request your credit files from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You can either order or view each copy online or request that a copy be mailed to you. You'll have to provide personal information and answer security questions to verify your identity when you place that order. It's a good idea to print a copy of your report so you have one on a regular basis. When you see that there are errors, well, yeah, it's interesting. 79% of consumers who disputed credit report errors were successful in removing the errors. 79%. And I'm here to tell you that every credit report I've ever looked at has errors on them. Don't hit that dispute button on the credit report. That's not the way to dispute your errors. You want to dispute your errors efficiently. You want to send in a letter. There are specific forms that you can use for those disputes. Fill them out, send a copy to the creditor and to the bureaus, each of the bureaus that's reporting inaccurately, and get the items corrected on your credit report. It's not going to happen overnight. Don't let anybody tell you that it will happen overnight, because it does not. It takes some time. You're generally going to have to figure somewhere between 60 and 90 days for this to happen. Does not matter whether you pay somebody to do it for you or you do it yourself. It's going to take time. Why? Well, they've got to do the investigation. They've got to research it. You're going to get a letter back saying that they researched it and they're correct, you're wrong. You're going to have to dispute it again with more documentation. That's just the way the process works. Just giving you the information the way you need to know it. Did have a couple of numbers come in this morning. I thought we should just share those with you as well, because we did not get to those numbers. May retail sales fell 0.3% from April, well below the consensus for an increase of 0.1%. May CPI fell 0.1% from April, below the consensus for a flat reading. So a couple of economic numbers there that are maybe going to give us a little bit of a pause on some of the numbers that we're anticipating from the Federal Reserve. So that might be some information for you to be aware of there as well. And again, the markets are fairly flat this morning, just waiting to see what's going to happen from the Federal Reserve. Again, that number comes out about 11 o'clock West Coast time. And as always, we ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions, meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Thank you.